Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad that you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
It's so good to see you here this morning. There's people in the house today, although it is restricted, and so good to kind of see you at home. You can see me, I hope. Look, you guys made a great decision this morning. Well done to you. Pat yourself on the back because you prioritized well, yeah? It's all about priorities, hey?
In the Old Testament, we have the Ten Commandments given to Moses by God himself on Mount Sinai. Some of you would have heard of the 11th commandment given by Jesus in the New Testament when he said, "A new commandment I give you this day, that you love one another as I have loved you." And Jesus' last commandment on earth to his disciples after his resurrection and just before he went back into heaven through the ascension is found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 17 to 20. And if you've been a Christian, perhaps even just for a little time, you've heard this passage. And it says, "When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted." Some believers doubted. Hey, let me just say to someone out there, along your faith journey, some of those around you are going to doubt. Don't worry, just make sure you remain a worshipper. "They worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.'" Yay, hashtag boom. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Wow. "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." See, this is why it's the last commandment he ever gave before he went back to heaven. "Teaching them to obey all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." I like the way he amens his own statement. I think that's awesome. And so we're now called to make Jesus' last command our first priority. And Jesus' last command is also known as the Great Commission. Sometimes people think that church is just 60 to 90 minutes on a Sunday morning, and that's it. We walk out the doors and we forget about everything perhaps that we've heard, and we get on with our own agenda. We're called to go, and we're called to be the church to the world. I have an idea. Maybe you might want to help us build a house, a permanent house. Listen, why? I tell you what, I would love to leave something behind for the generations. Wouldn't you? I'd love to leave a legacy behind for the generations. We need a permanent home. Just putting it out there to the glory of God.
Lord, bless you.
"Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom of God prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you to come in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' Then the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it unto me."
Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, say the Lord. Amen. After bringing the wood, after building the temple or the church, there is one thing the Lord assure the builder. And he say, "I will be glorified in the temple." The Lord has given us this place so that we can worship here, we can serve here, we can love here, we can enjoy the blessings of the Lord every day in our life through Gateway Life Church here at the church. It's not good to you guys to arrange your own house where you live and my house is in ruin. And he told Haggai as a prophet, "Now tell these people that enough is enough. Let them go in the mountain, cut the timber, and go and build the church." I love this guy most of the time when I see him in this church and wearing this t-shirt, Gateway Life Church. Love and serve is our slogan in this church. Turn around, brother. Love and serve. You cannot serve something which you don't love. This t-shirt is a really preaching in this church. Love and serve if you want to be the church.
I want to begin part four in our series for this month entitled Be the Church. And you might recall that on the first Sunday of the month, I talked about how I'd love to get some Be the Church stories, how people have been the church throughout the week. And so there are so many stories, there isn't enough time to get through all of them. I asked one great man of God by the name of Richard Lowry, to bring us a Be the Church story, but he couldn't come over, obviously neither could his wife Anne because of the border restrictions. So I asked him to videotape his story. Let's take a look on the screen right now. Thanks.
Good morning. Anne and I aren't super Christians. We are far from perfect. We had a disagreement this week, and I brought up some things from the past that hurt her. Even though I felt like I had some valid points in the discussion we were having, I could see that I'd hurt Anne, and so it was more important for me to say sorry to her than my need to be right. Did I feel like doing these things? I can say honestly, probably not. Hey, but 1 Corinthians verse 13 chapter 13, verses 4 to 8, says, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation, love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat. It never gives up. Love never stops loving.
Yeah, okay, so last Saturday, my great-grandmother turned 100.
Isn't that amazing? Good genes.
Yeah.
Good genes.
I hope I have her genes.
You've got them.
Yeah. And for the last 6 months, I've been caring for her every day. And, yeah, she's been quite negative and all that kind of stuff about being old and all that stuff. And she's got dementia really bad. Her memory's like, every 5 minutes, she repeats herself and all that sort of stuff. So it's getting quite hard. It was getting quite hard for me. But anyway, on her birthday, she didn't repeat herself at all.
Wow.
And she was just really happy and joyful and not negative or anything like that. And after the full day of celebrations and stuff, it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when she goes to bed. I was putting her to bed and she was like, oh, Ali, I think you better pray for me because I'm 100 and I'm an old lady.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And she's always sort of been a bit closed off to what I believe in and all that sort of stuff.
Church. And a part of the message that you put here was... you said that she brought it up and said, you know that church that you go to that jumps up and down?
Yeah. yeah, that's what she says all the time.
Then you went on to say, I think you better pray for me. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
You know that church that you go to that jumps up and down? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And so you prayed for her. What did you pray about?
I just prayed for healing of her heart and... declaring like positiveness in her life, and that even though she's at home all the time and stuff like that, that God uses her in some kind of way, and
her salvation.
Yeah, her salvation. Yeah. So I don't know, like that wasn't my plan, but God was kind of like, oh well,
God,
I think you
way.
Better, yeah, just ask her if she wants to give her heart to the Lord, and she said yes. So. Yeah.
Well, we will.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah.
And you wrote here, after I prayed for her, she said...
Darling, I've never felt so much joy in my life.
And?
Yeah. Oh, she laughed with tears of joy, like she was crying and laughing and... Yeah.
Come on, let's give the Lord just a hand of thanks for that. Yeah. And then you said to me... at the end of the text message, I'm still in shock and I've been home for hours trying to process what just happened.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah. How'd it feel?
Amazing.
Yeah. It feels amazing to be part of what God does throughout the earth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's like no high serving the Most High. It sounds a bit cheesy, but it's true. Praise God. Let's give Alison a great big hand. Thank you, Ali. You may be seated.
Out there in our community. Let's become a church and let's join together and let's get the message out there. Like, you know, let's get the message out to the alcoholics, the drug addicts, the people in depression. Let's just get out there and touch someone's life today.
Let's make
it tomorrow,
happen.
Today.
Let's make it happen.
Let's get out there and just let's today make a difference in someone's life. Yeah, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for filling my heart to do this, to get the word out.
Boom.
Thank you for this man who's watching. But love to all, and let's just bring the word.
Let's give it up for Shane. Come
invite,
on.
Invite
thank
people
you so
to
much,
the church.
Man.
Thank you.
I love it. You can take that to Margie.
Thanks, guys.
That was powerful. Wow. Wow.
Our theme or our series this month of July is to be the church. Tell your neighbor to be the church. Talk to me, please, to be the church. Hallelujah. When Jesus came, he came for us. He came to look for us. And when he finished his mission, now it's for us to respond to his love. And he commanded us to be the church. After receiving the good news, after getting saved, we must walk in power. That means when we come to church, we are not just coming, singing, jumping. We are coming to see the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost. That is church. When we come to church, we are not go home the same way we came. We shall receive power and be the witness. Here in Aubrey, then to Wodonga, then Melbourne, then the all nations. Set yourself on fire and the people come and the people will come to see you burning. Hallelujah.
We see a victory. We see a victory in all our circumstances. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Sing it, church. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Wants to be blessed. Yeah. Woo! You know, I really do believe that if we're going to be the church to our families, to our neighbors, to our community, then we need to bring some blessings. We need to bring something. It's really one of the, it was a part of Christy's message today around the offering. We've got to bring something to contribute. Because when we contribute something, it really does help us to feel a part of the community.
You turn morning into dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory, you're the only one who cares.
I can't help but thinking, we've already spoken about Sharon, Alyssa spoke so beautifully about it, but I can't get that word that she shared with us a couple of Sundays ago out of my head, where she had the jar and the sand and the stones of all sizes, and she put them in a certain way, and then when you, it looked like there was nothing more that that jar could hold, she poured water in, and it was a wonderful analogy of putting the right things in place, the big stones, the big rocks in your life in place first, and then everything else falls into place. And there's many scriptures in the Bible that talk about placing God first in our lives, and I really believe and I live by it in the principle of tithing. It's one of those big rocks in our life that are really important, and when we get that right and God sees that we're free in our heart to do that, then everything else seems to fall into place, and we can actually stand on that and believe that God will meet all our needs, because we've made that a big rock in our life and we've put that that sacrifice, if you like, in place. And so I just wanted to share that, and thank you, Sharon, again, for really that's something that really sticks in my mind with everything that's important in life, to make sure that we put it in the right place, and certainly tithing is a part of that.
At the end of my message today, God has given me 10 prophetic prayers and declarations to speak over your lives. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that the power of all negative and destructive words spoken over my life have come to zero, as I now exalt your word above all else in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that your mighty delivering hand of love, grace, compassion, goodness, provision, preservation, and protection is upon me, my family, my church, my community for generations to come, in Jesus' name.
I really just want to convey our love for you. We love you so much. Do you know that we pray for you? Sometimes I don't sleep because I'm praying for you, and you're very much loved by God as well. So thank you so much for your faithfulness to God and to the work of the ministry here at Gateway Life and beyond. You are being the church, and we want to continue to be the church. And consider that as you give today, that you are being the church as you give as well in faith. So, Lord, I just pray a blessing.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. This is no commandment greater than this.
If we park our unity and future in our personal preferences, we'll create division and separation. But if we park our unity and future in God's promises and principles, we'll create a strong foundation, momentum, and acceleration.
I'm just very excited at the moment about what God's doing. You know, God is doing great things. You know, the darker the days, the more God is moving. And it's actually really exciting. I feel like I've said it a lot. I feel like we're the early church again, like we're experiencing new things in the life of the church that haven't been experienced in our generation or in our time. But it's exciting to see how God wants to use us as a church in this time. And that's why the great theme of being the church is so relevant, isn't it? It's more important than ever to be the church.
You know, I love that quote by Denver Moore. You never know whose eyes God is watching you through. and it may not be who you expected.
But moving into my message this week, Pastor Jason and I attended a funeral of a dear friend of ours. She was only 51 years old, Helen, and it was a beautiful funeral, and I couldn't help but be so moved by the beautiful words that everyone was speaking about her life and who'd been touched by her life, by her serving God and serving others, by her selfless giving, and I was truly, truly inspired. And it just struck me, church, that, you know, before we leave this life, before you leave this life, make sure that it mattered that you were here, at least to someone, at least to someone. In Luke 10, a lawyer asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" According to the Jewish law that states that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves, he's asking Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And I believe this is a fundamental, a vital question for us to ask as believers, as to those seeking to be the church. Our neighbour is not literally the person in the house living next door to us, as we know. It's beyond our street. Everyone we meet is our neighbour. Whoever is in your sphere right now is your neighbour, according to this scripture. And Jesus said in Luke 6:33, "If you do good only to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you?" Mother Teresa would often talk about this fact, about seeing Jesus in all people. I love that. It's beautiful. The scriptures tell us that salvation is for all mankind. And so if salvation is for all mankind, then that leaves no one out. But do I leave someone out? Do we judge? Do we think it's not available for that person? It is for all mankind. Heaven ought to be released on earth because we are on the earth. This is what being the church is. I can get excited about something like that, can you? That heaven ought to be released on the earth because we are on the earth. I saw just a picture as I was out walking and just meditating and thinking about these thoughts of just all these beautiful gifts coming down from heaven, and it's like, we're the distributors. It's like a production line, you know, we're the distributors of the heavenly gift on the earth. We're passing them on. Remember then, there is only one time that is important, and that is now. And it's the only time... Sorry, I'm not remembering my... friend, the funeral, forgive me. The only important time is now, and it is the only time we have any power. The most necessary person is the one who you are with, for no man knows if he will have any other dealings with anyone else. And the most important affair is to do him good, because for that purpose alone was man sent into this life. And I think that's a beautiful story to end on. God bless you, church.
Doesn't matter who you are. I like what Pastor Trina was saying, you know, and you finished that message so powerfully with having, you know, to make choices while we have the power to do it.
Shoulders, you raise me up to more than I can be. There is no life without its hunger. Each restless heart, each soul will burn.
You raise me up. You raise me up. to more than I can be.
When sin is great, love and grace is greater. When sin is so deep that you can't see the bottom, Jesus' love and grace and forgiveness is deeper.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. For more information, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. God bless and have a great day.